On the line now is Ray Lamontagne. He actually, believe it or not, used to work in a shoe factory. Is that just an old wives' tale, or is that really the case?
No, that's true. I worked there for too long.
What made you get up one morning and all of a sudden decide that you wanted to lead a musical life?
Well, I woke up to a clock radio at four in the morning to get me up to go to work. And I woke up one morning to Stephen Stills. And it just, you know, it's hard to explain without sounding sappy, but it just lit me up. It just, like somebody turned a light on. It just really, really, really hit me. It was just the most beautiful thing I'd heard, you know.
Now, it seems to me that a lot of people that sing your style of song always say they had a very poor upbringing with loads of brothers and sisters, and they had a family that found it hard to eke a living. Is that really the case in your instance?
Yes, I was raised by my mom. I have four sisters and a brother. So my mom was, you know, I mean, a lot of people have a hard time, and, you know, when I think about our life, I mean, it was difficult, and it was not a lot of fun a lot of the time, but there are a lot of people out there who have hard lives. I'm not saying, poor me, I had a hard life. It was just, that was our life. I mean, I wouldn't change it now, because I see there's a lot of beautiful things in hardship, you know, and I see there were a lot of good times in there also. Although I couldn't see it at the time.
Would you say that a lot of the feeling that people would find in your new album, Trouble, which is out the 20th of September, do you think a lot of the feeling in the music in that album comes from your background and the way things were?
I don't know. I think it's... I just try to... I'm trying to make myself feel better, you know, through music, I guess. Music is a very powerful thing. It can really lift you up out of for that matter, it can really, you know, drive you crazy too, I guess.
Back in 1991, you were still in the shoe factory, right?
Right.
It was 1999, almost a decade later by the time you did your first live performance. You almost had to teach yourself to sing from scratch, didn't you?
Yeah. It was not easy. It was, like I've said before, it was less teaching myself how to sing and more letting myself sing, you know, allowing myself to open up that much, because I was a very, very, very introverted, very closed up person. I didn't socialize with people, you know, at all.
You were like Grizzly Adams and went off into the forest, so to speak.
Well, no, that came later. You know, that was the last 5 years have been. I bought a piece of land in Maine and built a cabin and lived without that stuff. You know, electricity and running water and all that. But that was just, it was for me. That was a better bet than renting. You know, I was just really tired of giving other people money to live in their houses. I was fed up with that, and I said, you know, I can do this on my own. I can build a very small place to keep warm and have shelter, and be on my own. You know, be on my own piece of land and have something that's my own. You know, that's, again, growing up the way I did. We never had anything that was ours. We never had, we never had a home. You know, we moved every year to year and a half. We were somewhere else in someone else's backyard or in someone else's house or renting something, or, you know, I was, by the time I was 25, I was just tired of it. I didn't want to do that anymore. I wanted to have my own place. So I thought, you know, I can do without all that, all those amenities. I don't need that stuff. I just need a place that I can say, this is mine. I built this. This is mine.
Now, you managed to pick up a wife and kids along the way, didn't you?
Oh, certainly. A very, very special, very, very special woman. I've actually known Sarah since I was 10 years old. The first time I met her, I was 10 years old. I met her in New Hampshire when we were living.